Blog Talk Radio.
It gives me great pleasure to present to some, introduce to others, the CEO and the host of WBSW Internet Talk Radio, Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, sometime called Dr. Lowe, Coach Lowe, the Love Guru. WBSW Internet Talk Radio have listeners and watchers in 21 countries. Dr. Lowe, let's make it do what it do.
My,
This is truly a great opportunity for Sports Plus Prime Time. I am Dr. Lorenzo Smith, proud to be the host of the Minnesota Internet Talk Radio.
We're excited to have listeners and watchers in 24 countries, including the United States, as well as Canada, as well as Mexico.
So too excited about having that opportunity. We got an awesome show planned tonight. We want you to be a part of the show by calling in. The call-in number for the show
is 347-857-4192.
Press 1. We're going to make sure we get you on the line so we can share some awesome ideas with others. It's truly a great time to be a part of WBSW Internet Radio.
We are on the internet station, and we're so glad. If you want to check out the web link, the web link is www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW Internet Talk Radio.
Also, we are partnering with the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated.
That's Beta Chapter Greenwood, number 10.
If you want to follow them, just go to Instagram and type in Beta Phi Sigma Greenwood, number 10. Those brothers down in Greenwood, number 5 Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, really excited about being part of them, having a chance to share that opportunity to get the word out.
They have the same mission that we have, making sure the word gets out.
We've also been broadcast on Facebook. That's Facebook.com/DRLDiaberto Smith.
So we're looking forward to having an awesome time. A shout out to Rolando Horn. Thank you, Rolando, for joining us.
Also, D. Ross for joining us as well.
And we have Brian.Carvin.52. I'm looking for a shout out. Jacqueline Davidson joining us as well, down from McKinsey, Alabama. Thank you so much for the early listeners joining us. I want to give a shout out to our many co-hosts and experts that come in from time to time. We want to shout them out. They may not be in at the time, but they will come in, and I'll make sure I give them that wave and introduction. Those are the niggas who join us, co-hosts from time to time. This young man hails from North Alabama. Truly excited to have him as a part of. He's called the King. None other than Coach Tremaine, the King Edwards. Also, we have two young ladies, one of them, on the top side of the lane, and the other one, they're supporting and making sure the young people do what they're supposed to do. First, we have a young lady hails from Central Alabama. She's a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated. None other than Coach Lauren D. Smith. We also have another young lady, she's not a millennial, but she's on the top side in her 30s, and she just had a birthday recently. We're so glad to have her as well when she joins us from time to time. She's the owner of a semi-pro basketball team, men and women, called the River Region Generals out of Montgomery, Alabama. She's an author. She's a life coach. A shout out for young ladies making things happen. Coach Sarita Duncan. Also, give a shout out to these next three men. One of my people talked about them as I was giving the introduction. But we're going to start with this young man out of South Central Alabama. I'm trying to put him over the West. Actually, from the Southwest, but he's now living in South Central. This young man retired from working many years at Alabama High School Athletic Association as the Associate Executive Director in 2018. He reminds people I'm retired, but he gets the calls. He's also a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. Matter of fact, the VP at that chapter in Greenville, none other than Coach Tony Testow Stallworth. Also joining us from South Central Alabama, this young man, the co-owner of Mary Ruth Restaurant. his wife, which is a member of Beta Sigma Fraternity, Coach Marvin Smith, a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, and last but not least, I briefly said something about him earlier, he's had Monday through Friday. From two to six. And he's bringing some inspiring notes and historical thoughts with him, and playing some awesome music. He's the conductor of the E-Train. He's also the Don King of all things, as well as the Don King of car racing. He's a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. A shout out to our radio personality, Daryl E. Train Elliott. So we want to give him a shout out as well to let him know we appreciate all he's doing with helping elevate WBSW Internet Talk Radio through our sports. Thank you so much for taking time. You can also catch our show, which is Talking Sports Plus Prime Time, and many others. On Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, Tumblr, as well as YouTube. You also have an opportunity to catch us on email as well. So we're getting the word out. Just remember, we're not touching 24 countries of people without getting the word out. So we feel like, and know that our brand is to make sure we get the word out through social media. So we're happy to be the first internet talk radio show that provides you a variation of a platform to talk from. Whether it's education, whether it's sports, whether it's relationships, whether it's just love talking, the love talk, it might be political, whatever it may be. We're excited to have that opportunity. We have an awesome show planned for tonight. The title of our show is 2022 March Madness Final Four is set. So we have set the stage for the Final Four that's coming up this weekend.
And
we're
excited,
to talk about it because it gives us
a chance
to talk about what's going on
and the
teams that
made
it there.
There
were several teams by giving you this
information
you may
not
have been keeping up with it.
We're going
to
give a
shout-out
on
the men's side.
The men's
tournament
bracket,
no one who
advanced
to the Final Four, which will be
held
in New Orleans.
New Orleans,
they call it.
You
have
the
Blue
Bloods.
This is
going to
be the
battle
of
the
Blue Bloods.
You
have
Kansas,
the University of
Kansas.
That's coming
in there
representing
a
region.
Duke,
a blue blood that's
representing
the
region
as well
as champions
of the region.
We're
excited
because
this
is
the
last
go-round
for
Coach K.
This
is
his
last go-round. He has already
won
five
national
championships
while
he's been
at
Duke,
and
now
he
has a chance
to
win number
six.
North Carolina,
the
surprise of
all,
not
that
they
are
there because
they
are blue-red, but
they're
bringing
in
their
first-year coach
who was able to
maneuver
and navigate
through
the tough
schedule
in
the
Atlantic
10
to get to where they are
now.
They are
in position
to win a national
championship.
So
we
want to
give
them
a
shout-out
at
North Carolina,
University
of North Carolina.
And
not last but
not
least,
this school
may not be
the
school
that
has
well-known
in
every
other
sport.
It may
not
be
cut
out
on
level,
but
they're
competitive
on the division
level
for
basketball.
This is
Villanova
University.
And
they are be
there.
Out
of
the
last
5 years,
I think
they've
been
there
three times, their third time
in the Final
Four,
and even winning the championship
3 years
ago.
So
we give
a shout-out
to each of those
teams
that's
going to
New
Orleans,
going to
celebrate
an opportunity
to
be
national
champions.
So
we look forward
to
giving them
the
right
recognition.
Even
though
our
biggest
focus
on
talking
sports plus
prime time
for
being
the
boys
at
the historical black
colleges
and
universities,
high school,
and
middle school
athletics
in the southeastern
part
of the
United
States.
But
we want
to
look at
our
section
we call
Coach's
Corner,
and we're
talking
about
March
Madness.
And
on
the
women's
side,
we're
going
to give
a
shout-out
to
the
team
that who
was
number one
and
was
most
number one
all
season.
That is
the University
of South
Carolina.
That's
Coach
Don
Staley.
Just
received
a
package
deal
that
included
millions
of dollars.
And I'm not
talking
about
the
small
man.
We're talking
about it's
like
somebody
the other
coach
could give
me
$100 million
contract
for
10 years.
So
you're
talking
about
a
great
feat
for
a young
lady
who
worked
her way
up.
So
congratulations
to
South
Carolina,
who
was
the
number one
seed
in
the
tournament,
and
they're
still
the number one
seed.
And they
were
the
runner-up
in the national
championship
last
year.
Losing
to Stanford.
And
the year
before
they
won
the
national
championship.
So
they
back
again.
Give
a
shout out
for
Stanford,
who
is
repeating
that
national
champion.
They're
back.
Then
we
have
Louisville
coming
in
there
and
shaking
things up.
And
they've
always
been
a blue blood
in basketball
for boys
or
men.
But now
the
women are
making
major
impact
in
the
2020.
Also,
a
shout-out
to UConn.
And everybody
in here
of UConn
women.
Those
women
had
the
longest
winning
streak.
And
Division
I
basketball.
This
year
they
suffered
a
few
hiccups,
but they're
now
back
in
the championship
game.
Meaning
the
Final
Four.
We
give
a shout out.
They're
heading
to
Minneapolis,
Minnesota
to participate
in
the
Final Four
for the
women.
So
those
individuals
are all
about
March Madness. And what we want to make sure when we talk about them, we talk about some of the teams that are making major difference, teams that are surprising everybody. And we can go on the men's side and start with the first surprising team was St. Peter's University. They upset the number one seed, Kentucky, from the start. They moved forward and upset several other top-ranked teams to eventually end their faith when they got to North Carolina.
So North Carolina could advance and be in the Final Four.
So they are the surprise team of the 2022 March Madness.
That's St. Peter's.
And all people remember St. Pete. Just remember, they had a surprising run. So we congratulate each and every one of those young men who participated at a high level to compete with the Blue Bloods, the big boys, they were able to complete. So we compete. So we give them a shout-out at St. Peter's University.
We also want to take an opportunity to shout out to people who joined us since our last shot at most people out.
We want to give a shout-out to Victoria's Attitude.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Along with Chef_Neil24,
Brown
MK01. Thank you so much for joining us.
And as you come on, I want to make sure I give you a shout out.
We want you to be a part of this by calling in. The call number is 347-857-1192. Press 1. I'll make sure I get you on the line by truly calling out the last four digits of your cell.
Then I will ask for your location. And if you want to give your name, that's fine. Then I'll ask you to join the conversation.
What's your thoughts about the 2022 March Madness Final Four?
Tell me what you thought.
Who was the team that you had in your bracket that once St. Peter's beat a team, and if it was your team, bust your bracket. And as you look at the last 3 weeks, a lot of brackets have been
first.
This year I didn't do a bracket. So I just want to make my prediction. And as soon as a co-host calls in and wants to share their thoughts, on the men's side, I am predicting
Duke giving Coach K that sixth national championship. And that final game against Kansas, they're going to beat Kansas.
That's my prediction. On the women's side, it's going to come down to Stanford and South Carolina. And I'm going to pull back last year's champ. That's Stanford.
They won it last year, and I believe they'll win this year.
We'll give a shout out to Christopher Bennett, 6A3. Thank you, Pastor Bennett, for joining us. And I'll say, Brother Bennett, he joins us on two devices. Thank you so much, Aaron. Thank you so much, Brother. For taking time to be a part of it. If you want to predict, you have the capability for the 2022 March Madness Final, and who is eligible to be champions, you can type it in the comment section.
You have an opportunity on Facebook to do it, as well as Instagram.
So we look forward to hearing from you. You can call in to the call-in number and have an opportunity to do the same thing. So we look forward to really seeing and hearing from you.
You can do it because you can be on that live one and call the other way and say, you know, I want to talk, but then I want to see myself. Just like else, I'm being told to try to mute, get mine mute so you don't get any feedback.
We'll ask you to do the same thing. Thank you so much. But you can call in at 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line. Calling out them last four digits. And once I call your last four digits out, you can jump in with the conversation. I'm going to ask for your location. And then you can chat and tell me what team you're predicting to win the men's bracket of the March Madness in New Orleans and the women's tournament bracket in Minneapolis, Minnesota. So we look forward to hearing from you, and even if you got a surprise team. So we look to make sure we put you on. We want you to, if you got some great words of expertise to share, we want you to share it with us. I love talking with you. I love sharing what all I have with you. Our next area we want to focus on is our historical back college and university. Just remember, Talking Sports Plus Primetime is the voice of the historical black colleges and university, high school and middle school athletics in the southeastern part of the United States. So let's talk some historical black colleges and universities. HBCU, like many know it as being, and I want to make sure I share it with you exactly, those ones who may not be sure. Let's look truly at discussing the SWAC basketball champions on the women's side. Jackson State received the invite to go to the NCAA tournament, ranked number 14, taking on Louisiana State University, who was seated at number three. And the final score in that game, Jackson State almost pulled off a historical upset or a win that would go down in history, but end up losing the ball game. Even the game got tight in the end, 83-77. They was led by Mia Crump with 21 points. Amisha Williams Holiday had 15 points and 12 rebounds. Those two players' great effort where Jackson State almost upset SU in the tournament. And that's the SWAC representative for the woman of the women's side. And on the men's side, Texas Southern received the bid by winning the Southwest Athletic Conference Basketball Championship Tournament, and they played the University of Kansas. University of Kansas was ranked number one in there, and Texas Southern was the 16th seed, and the final score was University of Kansas, who's now in the Final Four, 83. So it's a great effort for both of the SWAC schools, women as well as men. Their champion represented about the best we could do. I applaud them for having the opportunity, their community, their school, getting a chance to go there and compete at the high and the highest level. So congratulations to Jackson State Women University Women's Basketball 2022 Basketball SWAC Basketball Champion and Texas Southern Men 2002 SWAC Basketball Champion. Give a shout out to you all. Keep grinding, doing what you're doing. Let's discuss the MEAC. That's the Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference. There are two major conferences that play Division I basketball in the historical black colleges and universities. That's the Southwest Athletic Conference I just mentioned, called the SWAC, and the Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference, called the MEAC. Their basketball champion was also invited to the March Madness. You had on the women's side, Howard University had a historical season, was able to win that MEAC championship. 21 years since they last won. But they was able to win and get their bid to the women's tournament. However, they drew the number one seed of all of the tournament, which was South Carolina. South Carolina defeated Howard University, 79-21. We said congratulations to Howard University for having an awesome season and giving the best fight they could give when they was invited to the NCAA March Madness for women. And on the men's side, we had Norfolk State, who captured the crown for the MEAC Men's Tournament Championship. They had an opportunity to seat at 16, and they lost to Baylor, who was the number one seed, Baylor University out of Texas, 85-49. Congratulations to those schools, not because they, you know, the end results that they didn't get to advance in the tournament, but they had a chance to advance to get there. You can't win it if you don't get there. So congratulations to each of your communities in the SWAC, Southwest Athletic Conference, the MEAC, Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference. Continue to grind and do what you're doing. We're going to move quickly to the high school and middle school storyline. Last week, I took time to call out all of those schools from Florida who won state championship, boys and girls. Schools in Alabama that won state championship in basketball, boys and girls. I call out Georgia, boys and girls, state champions in basketball. I want to do the same for South Carolina, Tennessee, and Mississippi. Shout out to all of the 2022 high school basketball champions in the state of South Carolina. And the girls 1A, we're going to give a shout out to Military Magnet. They won the girls 1A state championship in basketball. On the boys' side, Calhoun County won the boys' 1A state championship. On the 2A side for girls, you had Christian Church Episcopal won the girls' state championship in 2A. On the boys' side, you had Gray Collegians High School won the championship on the 2A for the boys. On the 3A girls, you had Keenan High School. On the 3A boys, you had Blue Ridge High School won the state championship in 3A. On the 4A level, you had girls West Side High School won the West 4A girls championship. And the boys, you had Wilson High School won the 4A boys state basketball championship. And the last class, because they only have five classes, you have Rocky Creek High School won state championship for girls. And on the boys' side, you had Ridgeview to win the boys' state championship in the state of Carolina, the South Carolina High School League state basketball champions for 2022. Congratulations to each of those communities, each of those teams that included in that community, all those people that at the school and the families and the community celebrating championship. Congratulations. For the Tennessee High School Athletic Association, 2022 state basketball champions. They are based on divisions. The highest division is Division I. For the Division I, Class 1A, Boys Championship, East Robertson. For the Girls 1A Championship, McKenzie. Class 2A, Boys East Nashville Magnet. Girls Westview. Class 3A, you have Greenville Boys won the championship, Greenville High School. Girls Upperman Bees won the 3A championship. 4A, you had Dobbins Bennett. Boys won the 4A state championship. And for the girls, you have Bearden won the state championship 4A. And for the Division II, Class 1A, First Assembly Christian, boys won the championship, state basketball championship, won the girls state championship in Class 1A. Class 2A, for the boys, you had Christian Brothers won the state championship. And the girls, you had Innsworth won the state championship for girls, 2022 basketball state championship. We're going to say again, congratulations to each of those communities, each of those schools, and the players and the coaches and the administrators, the teachers, the staff, everybody, the parents that supported and was there for those individuals, whether your team won the state championship or not, in the state of Tennessee, in the state of South Carolina, we say congratulations to you. And our next state, we want to give a shout. We have the Mississippi High School Athletic Association 2022 state basketball champions. On the boys 6A, you have Clinton High School in Clinton, Mississippi. You have, and we're going to do the boys, then we'll come down and do the girls. Class 5A, Holmes County High School won the 5A boys state championship. Class 4A, Raymond Rangers won the Class 4A boys state championship in the state of Mississippi. Class 3A, you had Boonville High School won the Class 3A boys state championship in basketball. Class 2A, you have Pine Grove High School that won the state 2A state championship in basketball for boys. And the Class 1A, you had Biggerville won the Class 1A for boys. And the girls state champions, Class 6A, Meridian High School. Class 5A, this is for girls, Novashoba. Central High School won the 5A state championship for girls. Class 4A, Choctaw Central won the Class 4A. Class 3A, Boonville won the state championship boys and girls in the Class 3A. Class 2A, Lake Hornets High School won the Class 2A girls state championship. And for the 1A, girls state championship also was a boys state championship, Biggerville High School. Congratulations to each and every one of you all. I tell you, you know, being blessed to have to win a state championship, no one can truly, truly take that away from you. You worked hard for it. So we say congratulations to each of those schools on the high school level and say keep on grinding. Look to prepare next year to repeat. Continue to perform at the highest level, not only academically, athletically as well. We have to continue to do that. We want to give a shout out to Angela Cole, 1920, a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Then we have S. DuLord. I bet I'm getting that right because I see the Lord in there and I see the S and I see the D-U-L. So S. DuLord, thank you so much for joining us. I tell you, it's been awesome tonight. We share some things that we just want to focus on. This weekend is an awesome weekend. This weekend includes a shout-out to the brothers in the state of Georgia and the Saras in the state of Georgia. They're having a joint state conference April 1st to April 3rd in Atlanta. Check them out if you're up in the area. Find out what the brothers, there's a lot of activities, a lot of work, business being held, but we look forward to, I'm traveling over there as well to be a part of that. That's the State of Georgia, Zetas and Stigma Joint State Conference in Atlanta, Georgia, April 1st through 3rd. We wish you and your organizers and your leadership, as well as the members. Much success. On behalf of WBSW Internet Talk Radio, we want to give you that shout out and let you know. But we want you also to really, really focus on news in your area. If you have something you want to share, please take time to share it with us. We want to be able to get the word out. As I always tell individuals, we're at our 435th, 35, you want to say. We've been blessed from September of 2017 to now. We're about to go into April of 2022. We're on the 30th day of the month. We say it was a blessing. Congratulations to you. Not congratulations to us. It's congratulations to you because the vision was given to me. And I worked hard, but I couldn't do it without you. So for each of the listeners and watchers who take time to be a part of this, and hopefully we share something, we'll give a shout out to a listener and watcher who's joining us. That's Tasima Jackson. Thank you, Tasima, so much for taking time to be with us. See, God is good. He's blessing us with individuals coming in, checking us out, trying to see what's going on. But we talked tonight about March Madness 2022. And when we come back in 2 weeks, we want you truly, truly to be excited if one of those teams you predicted won the 2022 March Madness or the NCAA 2022 March Madness final out of the teams on, as you have the Blue Bloods. They call those schools that have been always high performance in athletics, especially basketball. They've been there time and time and time again, have many championships under their belt. We have joining us will be Kansas, the University of Kansas. That will be in New Orleans. It starts off Saturday. You have Kansas taking on Villanova. They'll be playing on Saturday. And the second game will be Duke versus North Carolina. It looks to be exciting. I selected Duke to win with their performance on Monday night. After they perform well on Saturday and on Monday night, they will win the 2022 NCAA national champion in basketball. On the women's side, they'll be traveling to Minneapolis. We want to give a shout out to South Carolina being ranked number one pretty much all season, and then the number one seed in the tournament. They're leading the charge to Minneapolis, along with the team that defeated them last year, Stanford. So Stanford would be there too. So they're repeating champions. They want to carry on their awesome opportunity to repeat. Then you have Louisville, University of Louisville, joining us as well in Minneapolis. This is a women's division. And last but not least, a true blue blood, University of Connecticut, who constantly had teams competing for a championship and winning championship. So congratulations to those four teams. That's Louisville, Stanford, South Carolina, and UConn for the women's March Madness Final Four. And I tell you, it's been awesome. We shared some awesome things, and I always look forward to sharing it with you. And at time to time, hoping our co-hosts who can break free can call in and share some things as well. But being blessed to be able to come before y'all is awesome. We will be back tomorrow at 1 o'clock. We have an awesome show for tomorrow. I can tell you that now. And tomorrow's show is Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood. And Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood is the real grassroots talk show that focuses on issues in your neighborhood. And we like to do it block by block. We're aired at 1 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time, 2 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And our title for tomorrow, Doing the Right Thing with the Wrong Person. And I want you to think about that and check us out tomorrow. Send us some, you know, just if you're on there, you're live, or you're watching and listening, comment. Let us know or call in tomorrow. The title, again, is Doing the Right Things with the Wrong Person. And I want everybody to think about that. You've been in a relationship or a marriage, and you was in a marriage and relationship with the wrong person. The question is, why was I in the wrong relationship? And we're going to talk about it tomorrow. That's 1 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time, 2 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time on WBSW Radio, the internet station. You have an awesome rest of the night. We're going to do the same on this end. You truly be blessed. Just remember, still have our protocol. I know a lot of mask mandates and drop, but you make a choice, because I think when you protect yourself, you protect your family. Also, if you haven't had the vaccine, take time to get it. And we're coming up, if you're in your right regiment, you're coming up, possibly a fourth booster that coming up. It's a choice. We know all of it is a choice. But we want to get back to normalcy, but it's going to be a new norm. Let's do the right thing. Hashtag be responsible or just responsible. Hashtag communicate for understanding. Truly, truly, we have to do that. Hashtag keep on grinding. That's what we're going to keep doing. 434. We are not going to let up. We're going to keep going. Tomorrow we'll make our 435, and the next one will be 436. We'll get that. I was already putting it up there thinking, but 436. Tomorrow, we really enjoy you. Hashtag mindset. You got to have a mindset to do the right thing so you can have the right person, the life partner. Do the right thing supporting your school. Whether it's a PWI, somebody said, whether a predominantly white institute or a historical black college and university. Support home first. And tomorrow we're going to talk about some of the problems in our community and issues in our community when we talk about relationships. You have an awesome time rest of the night. I want to truly tell you with my L's, I love you. I truly love you. It comes from my heart. Have a true mindset. Truly, I want you to remember, God has blessed us with so many opportunities. And as we get ready to close out, I want everybody to know that God is truly good. With this vision, he's blessed me. But he has blessed me with so many other things. I tell everybody, and people that know me, I have confidence because I know God got me. I tell my wife, got us. I'm so excited for being blessed. A beautiful person. I prayed. And I know he got me. He got us. So we're going to keep on doing what we're doing. We're going to keep doing what we're doing on this show and this radio station. And he's going to keep on lifting us up higher and higher, because I have no problem sending up those prayers, because he's continuing to trickle down those blessings. God's truly awesome. You have an awesome rest of the night, and I want to say this from my heart. Truly, I have to say it with passion. I love you, and ain't a thing you can do about it. Have an awesome rest of the night.